Benny Goodman's Invitation to the Dance. And of course, it's the invitation to you to have a good time for the next couple of hours as we review some top hits in history. And of course, we do this trip from 1915 to 1975, stopping every 10 years along the way to listen to the music which became popular in those weeks in history, containing in this instance the 10th of July. As we go back 100 years ago this week for this interesting saxophone sextet performed by what was billed as the Six Brown Brothers. Actually, there were five brothers in reality with another guy sitting in, but it sounded good. Six Brown Brothers here having a hit with that moaning saxophone rag. Six Brown Brothers there with that moaning saxophone rag. That was a new hit 100 years ago this week. Moving on 10 years, we're in the week ending July the 11th, 1925. And here was a huge number one hit for Eddie Cantor. Tune out of the current Broadway show Big Boy. Here's Eddie, 90 years ago this week. If you knew Susie.
I have got a sweetie known as Susie. In the words of Shakespeare, she's a wow. Though all of you may know her too, I'd like to shout right now. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh, 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 my goodness, what a chassis. We went riding, she didn't balk. From the country, I'm the one that had to walk. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl. Susie has a perfect reputation. No one ever saw her on a tight dresses. Oh, oh, what a future she possesses. Out in public, how she can yawn. In a parlor, you would think the war was on if you knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, oh, what a girl.
Canter with If New New Susie, this week ending July the 11th, 1925. That was a new hit, as was this from Vernon Dalhart, as we change the mood to one of tragedy, as you listen to what happened here. Vernon Dalhart in the baggage coach ahead.
On a dark, stormy night, as the train rattled on, all the passengers had gone to bed. Except one young man with a baby in his arms, who sat there with a bowed down head. The innocent one began crying just then, as though his poor heart would break. One angry man said, make that child stop its noise, for it's keeping all of us awake. Put it out, said another, don't keep it in here. We paid for our berth and won't rest. But never a word said the man with a child as he funneled it close to his breast. Where is his mother? Go take it to her, this lady then softly said. I wish that I could, was the man's sad reply. But she's dead in the coach ahead. While the train rolled onward, a husband sat in tears, thinking of the happiness of just a few short years. For baby's face brings pictures of a cherished hope that's dead. But baby's cries keep waking her in the baggage coach ahead. While the train rolls on,
baby's brain. Vernon Dalhart with In the Baggage Coach Ahead. Now we move on 10 years to the week ending July the 13th, 1935. And we run across Glenn Miller again, as we did last week, as he was the guy responsible for getting together an American orchestra for Ray Noble. And we heard the first hit from that Ray Noble aggregation. And this week, we get a hit from what's billed as Glenn Miller himself, as he took some of the members of this new Ray Noble gang, and what a gang they included. The future band leaders Bunny Berrigan, Charlie Spivak, Eddie Miller, and Claude Thornhill were all members of this orchestra. Somehow here, Glenn got his name on to this Columbia recording of this band. So we get Glenn Miller's first hit as a named artist here, although Glenn wouldn't form his own orchestra until 1937. So what we'll call Glenn Miller and his orchestra 80 years ago this week, with one of Glenn's compositions called Solo Hop. Miller and his orchestra there with Solo Hop on Columbia Royal Blue record there, and they were blue shellac. Love the look of them. They're nice and smooth and blue with blue labels. And that was Columbia 3058. For that so-called Glenn Miller Orchestra, this week ending July the 13th, 1935. We have another of those Columbia Blue records now, Columbia 3060, and this was another of those sort of inventive tunes composed by Reginald Forsyth, a British arranger, pianist, and composer. And we've already had three of his compositions with his orchestra coming aboard our pop charts. And now here's the fourth of them, this weekending, July the 13th, 1935. Reginald Forsyth with The Greener the Grass. Was billed as the new music of Reginald Forsyth there with The Greener the Grass. A new hit from Duke Ellington and his orchestra 80 years ago this week, an Ellington composition called In a Sentimental Mood. Thank you. Sentimental mood with Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Well, let's go chasing shadows again this week. Last week we did it with Henry King and his orchestra. This week, let's do it with Louis Prima and his New Orleans gang.
Dreams in vain, while my heart keeps on singing just a lonely refrain. I'm chasing shadows, all is cloudy above. Like a shadow I'm drifting, hoping I'll find my love. Love, who knows, someday someone may come along and change my lonely song to happiness. Until the darkness fades into the dawn, I'll just go on, I guess. Chasing shadows, just a dreamer am I, hoping I'll find a rainbow when the clouds come rolling by.
Louis Prima and his New Orleans gang, Chasing Shadows. Now, our next recording has a big history connected with it. It's not so much the recording as their performance of it in a live appearance that they made 3 days after this record was made. From the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. And if you want to see a reenactment of this scene and fight between the two Dorsey brothers, check out the film called The Fabulous Dorseys. You can Google that one or download it. And it's one of those things that has been running around on videotape since time immemorial. I guess the performing rights were off on it because it was always found for $2 in those racks. The Fabulous Dorseys, the movie they made, I think it was 1947, as they gave their life story. But this is the breakup of Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, which occurred on the 30th of May, 1935. And the song was I'll Never Say Never Again, Again. And they were performing it in a band concert somewhere. And since Tommy and Jimmy disagreed a lot, this was the final straw, I guess. Jimmy made a comment about the tempo of the song, and Tommy picked up his trombone and left. He walked off and never said a word, and that was the end. I guess it was high drama there. The Fabulous Dorseys, check it out if you're interested in the Dorsey Brothers. But this would be the end of it, although they had a few more records in the can before they went their separate ways, of course. And we won't get into that because that's for some future time when we come across the individual orchestras. Don Madison, Skeets Herfoot, and Rock Hillman making up the vocal trio here for this Dorsey Brothers Orchestra version of I'll Never Say Never Again, Again. I agree with Jimmy. I'm not used to that tempo. You check out the Benny Goodman version of that, and it's a lot more sedate and swinging. That's like they're off to the races with that one. But in the movie, you can see what happens. It's really wild. The Dorsey Brothers broke up over that one. And the record came around to popularity this week ending July the 13th, 1935. All righty. On we move to the week ending July the 14th, 1945. And here we go with Dick Hames, the first of the newcomers 70 years ago this week. It's a flip side from him, the flip of his The More I See You. And like that side, This flip, which we hear, also came from the movie Billy Rose's Diamond Horseshoe. Dick Hames to sing, I Wish I Knew.
I wish I knew someone like you could love me. I wish I knew you place no one above me. Did I mistake this for a real romance? I wish I knew, but only you can answer. If you don't care, why let me hope and pray so? Don't lead me on. If I'm a fool, just say so. Should I keep dreaming on, or just forget you? What shall I do? I wish I knew.
With I Wish I Knew, this week ending July the 14th, 1945. Well, we have Woody Herman back with us again this week after his rollicking performance of Apple Honey last week, his composition there. Now he's going to vocalize on this separate Columbia recording, not the flip side of Apple Honey, but a different disc altogether. Song called A Kiss Goodnight.
A kiss goodnight is all right, but remember this, that a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. Kiss goodnight with a hug real tight is nothing short of bliss. And a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. It's an old custom for a boy and a girl to embrace in some secluded place. Mr. Casanova, when the night was almost over, never did a turn about face. So it just ain't right to kiss goodnight Stop at 304, 'cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more. Custom for a boy and girl to embrace in some secluded place. Just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at 304, 'cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more.
A Kiss Goodnight from Woody Herman and his orchestra. Next, we have a flip side from Johnny Johnston. And this is the flip of Johnny's version of Laura, which we heard him do about a month ago. On this side from Johnny Johnston, There Must Be a Way.
Must say to help through. There must be a way to stop me from dreaming of you. There must be a star in the skies that isn't reflecting your eyes. There must be a way to disguise how much I miss you. There must be a song that doesn't remind me of you. There must be a kiss to thrill me like yours used to do. I look for a way to be happy, happy with somebody new. Oh, there must be a way, but I can't find the way without you. A song that doesn't remind me of you. There must be a kiss to thrill me like yours used to do. I look for a way to be happy, happy with somebody new. Oh, there must be a way, but I can't find a way without you.
And there was Johnny Johnston skipping through the beginning there. That's what happens with those slight warps when you play them at 78 RPM. They go right along. Okay, there must be a way to find a better record of that, but probably isn't. Johnny Johnston wasn't one of Capitol Records' greatest stars. Now we finish our visit to the week ending July the 14th, 1945, with a flip side from Tony Pastor and his orchestra. This is the flip of Tony's version of Bell Bottom Trousers, which we brought you back in May. And on this side, Tony vocalizes along with the guys in the trumpet section, Five Salted Peanuts.
I put a penny in the slot, but all I ever got was five salted peanuts. I always hoped to get a lot, but all I ever got was five salted peanuts. I'll keep trying, come what may. Maybe there will come a day I'll find a machine they forgot to fix. Instead of five, I'll get six. I put a penny in the slot, but all I ever got was five salted peanuts. I put all my pennies in, but I don't ever win. It's driving me nuts. Those darn machines know how to count. I always get the same amount. I put a penny in the slot, but all I ever got was five salted peanuts. I've got a butcher who gives me all the steaks and chops I can eat. But it gets me sore, I can't get more than five salted peanuts. I've got a wife and six kids too. At home I know just what to do. I kiss my wife like a loving husband should. But to kiss a peanut machine doesn't do any good. I put a penny in the slot, but all I ever got was five salted peanuts. I always hoped to get a lot, but all I ever got was five salted peanuts. Guess I'm just a crazy mug. Even tried to use a slug. The peanut machine must have known it too. I signed it up, no nuts to you. I put a penny in a slot, but all I ever got was five salted peanuts. I put all my pennies in, but I don't ever win. It's driving me nuts. Those darn machines know how to count. I always get the same amount. I put a penny in a slot, but all I ever got was five salted peanuts.
Can you still do that? Get five salted peanuts out of a machine. Well, I remember, yeah, you used to crank the knob and whatever came out, came out. Okay, we're through with 1945 for this week. Thank you, Tony Pastor. And now on to the week ending July the 16th, 1955. And we're going to have this sort of unusual song about A man in a raincoat walking clip-clop down the street. We heard it introduced 3 weeks ago by Priscilla Wright. And now Marion Marlowe, who was one of the crew in the Arthur Godfrey broadcasts. And she was having a hit with this man in the raincoat 60 years ago this week.
Late in the evening, out in the square, a man in a raincoat standing there. We met by the lamp where the newsboy cries. He stole my heart with his laughing eyes. We smiled as we climbed on the old streetcar. I blushed when he asked, "Are you traveling far?" The next time we met, the sun shone all day. We walked and we talked till the evening was gray. Me out dancing, dancing till dawn. No happier couple had ever been born. I felt like a queen and he was my king. He borrowed some money to buy me a ring. But I'm still alone, the cards are all down. He's taken my money and skipped out of town. And now when I pass the place where we met, I'm wondering if I could forgive and forget. Bitter is my heart and foolishly proud. I still keep on looking when out in a crowd for a man in a raincoat standing there with laughing eyes and dark brown hair.
Marion Marlowe and her version of The Man in the Raincoat. Guess we didn't have any rain in her version. All right, that was new this week ending July the 16th, 1955. As was this from Sarah Vaughan, Experience Unnecessary.
Goodnight. If he is young and free, just send him to me. Experience unnecessary. I want a man with lots of charm. I want a man, no false alarm. The kind of guy who kisses my tears when I cry. Experience unnecessary. If he is big and strong and willing to learn, there are such thrills in store. And when the lights are dim and I'm close to
to him. I teach him what my lips are for. I want a man around the house. I want a man, not just a mouse. We'll spend a cozy life as husband and wife. Experience unnecessary. If he is big and strong and willing to learn, there are such thrills in store. And when the lights are dim and I'm close to him, I'll teach him what my lips are for. I want a man, not just a mouse. We'll spend a cozy life as husband and wife. Experience unnecessary. Experience unnecessary.
Experience unnecessary, according to Sarah Vaughan, 60 years ago this week. All right, now let's get on to the chart toppers this week ending in July the 13th, 1955. Bill Haley and His Comets, still number one on the Hot 100 with Rock Around the Clock. And the best-selling LPs found Jackie Gleason ousting Sammy Davis Jr. from the best-selling LP. And in came that album called Lonesome Echo from Jackie Gleason on the LP charts to the top. And taking a gander at the number one single on the Rhythm and Blues list, it's the song we're going to hear next, which we had covered by Pat Boone last week. And now the originator, it was, of course, Fats Domino with Ain't It a Shame.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't it a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't it a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't it a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain.
Fats Domino with Ain't That a Shame. New this weekending, July the 16th, 1955. When our final newcomer belongs to Nat King Cole with My One Sin.
If it's wrong wanting you, wanting you as I do, then my one sin in life is loving you. If it's wrong to desire lips that set me on fire, then my one sin in life is loving you. You're my temptation, my heaven, my bliss. I never knew love could thrill me like this. So if it's wrong wanting you heart and soul as I do, then my one sin in life is loving you. My heaven, my bliss. I never knew love could thrill me like this. So if it's wrong wanting you heart and soul as I do, then my one sin in life is loving you.
Nat King Cole with My One Sin. And that brings us to this midway point on our trip down memory lane for this Friday afternoon as we stream your way on mpbn.net like we do every Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. We start right in like we used to do on MPBN Radio, and now it's MPBN's internet service here, providing you with the continuing tradition of Down Memory Lane. And, of course, the added bonus from the days when it was just on the radio, it disappeared into the ether, never to be heard again. But now, thanks to the magic of the cloud, you can have it over and over again all the way back as far as they have been stored. And you can see that at the page at mpbn.net where you obtain Down Memory Lane. So search that one out for older programs if you have a specific date in history and want the music connected with that date. It's there to a point. I think there are a couple of years worth of shows that you can find what you need as far as what you want for songs connected to dates, which is the premise of this whole endeavor, as you know. So, without describing it further, we'll move along and check out a little of history in the news department, what was going on 50 years ago this week, by taking a look at the front page of the Bangor Daily News for Thursday, the 8th of July, 1965. From Washington, Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara is preparing to shake up the hoary officer promotion system to reward military talent over seniority, it was disclosed Wednesday. The move may cause a clash between McNamara and the professional officer corps, particularly those who gain the high ranks by a slow climb up the ladder of age and length of service. In his 4.5 years as Pentagon chief, McNamara has enforced a number of major changes that have roused services' objections, chiefly involving tightening and centralizing control over the military. But he has never before hit so close to what the officer corps considers its professional military preserve. And let's see. Beatle Ringo Starr Wednesday turned 25, a dangerously advanced age for a pop entertainer. "This is terrible," he said. "If I keep going at this rate, I shall be 26 next year." Anxiously, he asked, 25 isn't considered really old these days, is it? Is it? The Beatles drummer was spending his birthday in seclusion with his wife, Maureen. No special observances were planned. Yeah, I wish you were 25 again, Ringo. Okay, and coming back to Maine, the U.S. Office of Education has set aside a grant of $4 million for Husson College, Bangor, to assist with its building program. Senator Edmund Muskie was advised Wednesday night. The office said the funds will be available when plans for the construction are completed. The grant will be used to build dormitories at the new Husson College campus on Broadway. According to Chesley Husson, president of the college, Husson Hall, presently the largest dormitory for the college, will be torn down with other buildings on Exchange Street as part of Bangor's urban renewal project. Those stories from the front page of the Bangor Daily News, Thursday, the 8th of July, 1965. We're going to the newcomers to Billboard's Hot 100 this week, ending July the 10th, 1965. And let's see. Last week, we heard the first hit from Cher, "All I Really Want to Do." And now we get the first hit from Sonny and Cher this week, even though Sonny was singing with Cher on that record. I don't know. This is just, I guess it has to do with rights and labels and things, but because Cher was on Imperial Records, and now Sonny and Cher were signed on with Atco Records, and here's the first of their Atco hits together. 50 years ago this week, it was a big number one with this Sonny composition called "I Got You, Babe."
But at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you to walk with me. I got you to talk with me. I got you to kiss goodnight. I got you to hold me tight. I got you to come on, let go. I got you to love me so. I got you.
Sonny and Cher, their first hit together on the Hot 100, a biggie number one eventually for I Got You, Babe, new this week ending July the 10th, 1965. When this record really took off for Wilson Pickett, who'd been a member of the Falcons and had had three solo appearances for Double L Records back in 1963, but it's when he went to Memphis and connected up with Steve Cropper, who produced his records here for Atlantic, and the first of them coming out to the Hot 100 50 years ago this week. Who can ever forget in the midnight hour? Wilson Pickett, that Memphis sound there, in the midnight hour. New this week ending July the 10th, 1965, when Petula Clark had her third show up on the Hot 100 with You'd Better Come Home.
up, you're running around. You'd better come home and get your feet on the ground, 'cause I won't share my love with anyone new. You'd better be smart, you gotta make up your mind. Stop breaking my heart and leave the others behind, 'cause I won't share.
Petula Clark, you'd better come home. And we'll have another song from across the Atlantic being repatriated with a different title. Peter and Gordon took Phil Spector's first hit record as the Teddy Bears back in 1958. The song To Know Him Is to Love Him, but when it got brought back here by Peter and Gordon 50 years ago this week, it was To Know You Is to Love You.
When I'll walk alongside of you, yes, to know you, yes, to love you, and I do,
yes, I do, yes, I do.
Someday you'll see.
can say about that is it's overdone. Okay, we'll leave Peter and Gordon behind and go to Motown now for the new one from Marvin Gaye, 50 years ago this week, Pretty Little Baby.
Darling, please stay, don't go away.
If you need me,
what a heartache, for heaven's sake.
Don't you need me,
don't leave me blue, of wanting you.
How could I live?
Don't be untrue, what could I do?
Don't you know you
gave me the world, little girl, when you gave me your love. So if you take your love, take my world with you too. Hey, look at me, now can't you see?
Tears in my eyes.
Hear what I say, stay here I pray.
Never leave me.
Why must I flee? You know I need
all your loving.
Don't put me down, keep me around.
Don't you know you
gave me the world, little girl, your love, you take my world with you too. And I say, baby, hey, pretty little baby, don't leave me. Baby, huh, pretty little baby, darling, you give me joy. Am I your toy?
Wrecked and broken,
your love, you take my world with you too. And I say, baby, oh, pretty little baby, don't leave me. Baby, hey, pretty little baby, baby, please, baby.
Marvin Gaye and Pretty Little Baby. Next, we have Roger Miller having his, let's see, sixth appearance on the Hot 100. And we'd had a good time with Roger all the way up to this point. They were pretty light songs like Do Wackadoo and Chug-a-Lug. And, of course, King of the Road. But now Roger got serious here and gave us a nice tune here called One Dyin' and a Buryin'.
Well, I think I finally found me a surefire way to forget. It's so simple, I'm surprised I hadn't done thought of it before yet. It's foolproof. Well, it's foolhardy maybe, but who knows. Anyway, here I am walking toward where the cold, dark water flows. Cause all it takes is one dying and a burying. One dying and a burying. Some crying, six carrying me. I wanna be free. Oh, I wanna be free. Free from all this heartache and regret. And free from pining for the love I can't forget. The love that once was warm and then just somehow turned to hate. Made my life a prison from which there's only one escape. That's one dying and a burying. One dying and a burying. Some crying, six carrying me. I want to be free. One dying and a burying. crying, six carrying me. I want to be free.
One dying and a burying from Roger Miller. A new one from Roy Orbison 50 years ago this week. Say You're My Girl.
Hello, may I have this dance with you? How have you been, girl? Hold me and then, girl, just let me look at you. Tell me now, is it true?
Roy Orbison, 50 years ago this week, say, You're My Girl. Let's check these chart toppers the week ending July the 10th, 1965. Let's see, okay. The Rolling Stones ousted the four tops from the top spot on the Hot 100. Out went I Can't Help Myself, and in came I Can't Get No Satisfaction. That was the top one on the Hot 100 50 years ago this week. And on the LP side of things, we finally got rid of the Goldfinger soundtrack after almost 4 months as the best-selling LP. And who did it? The Beatles. With Beatles 6, now the best-selling LP, this week ending July the 10th, 1965. We get to hear this Bob Dylan tune again. As we promised you last week, it was Cher's first hit. And now it became the second Hot 100 appearance for the Byrds with their rendition of All I Really Want to Do.
I ain't looking to compete with you, beat or cheat or mistreat you. Simplify you, pacify you, deny, defy, or crucify you.
All I really wanna do is maybe be friends with you.
Though I ain't looking to fight with you,
make you skin or do you in, or select you or dissect you, or inspect you or reject you.
All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you, baby be friends with you, baby be friends with you.
The Byrds with All I Really Want to Do. Well, let's go across the sea for the talents of Bert Kempfert as a composer and also as the band leader here for his new appearance on the Hot 100 50 years ago this week with Moon Over Naples. And his orchestra with Moon Over Naples. What? You're saying that wasn't Moon Over Naples? That was Spanish Eyes. Well, that's how most people remember that. Of course, words were put to it, and then it became a, well, top 20 hit for Al Martino in December of 1965. But it originated as that instrumental from Bert Kempfert as Moon Over Naples, this week ending June the 10th, 1965. And we go to the movies now, and we're going to see Carol Baker performing as the legendary Jean Harlow in this picture called Harlow, where we had Angela Lansbury as Jean's mother. We also had Leslie Nielsen and Peter Lawford in the cast for this piece of, I don't know, soap opera. But it did give Bobby Fenton a hit, as he did the theme from Harlow in the picture, a song called Lonely Girl, and here it becomes a hit for Bobby 50 years ago this week.
Lonely girl in silk and satin, love has never known you. Lonely girl, all dressed in sadness, love will never own you. For you're afraid to stop, look and surrender. You're afraid of love, torrid or tender. Once I dreamed we'd share moments of splendor. Wish that I could have shown you.
Bobby Vinton with a theme from Harlow, Lonely Girl. Back to Memphis now after Wilson Pickett's big performance. We have Carla Thomas showing up on the Hot 100 this week ending July the 10th, 1965 with Stop, Look What You're Doing.
Stop, look what you're doing to me. Oh, stop, stop it, baby, look what you're doing to me. Oh, I've cried so many nights, can't seem to dry. Oh, I can't seem to dry my weeping eyes. Never find another love. That's why you hear me say, stop, look what you're doing to me. Oh, stop, stop it, baby, look what you're doing to me. You got me worrying, my life away. I tell you, I can't hold, oh, I can't hold my head up high. Sometimes I feel like I just wanna die. Will I ever quit saying stop? Look what you're doing to me. Oh, stop, stop it, baby. Look what you're doing. There's no other way I'll be satisfied. I wanna believe, I got to believe you're coming home soon. But until you do, I still love you. Please, 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 please. Stop, 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 look what you're doing. Oh, I just can't take it no more. I think you better stop.
Look What You're Doing, from Carla Thomas. B.B. King, he's here for you 50 years ago this week with his new one called Blue Shadows. B.B. King, Blue Shadows. Now we come right down to the bottom. This week ending July the 10th, 1965, here's an item that was at number 100, and it was only on this one week. A really bad show-up for Brooke Benton's 40th and final hit for Mercury Records. He'd had a long association with them from 1959 on up to this point, and he left them and went on to RCA and other labels and had further successes, but this is the end of the run on Mercury Records, number 100, and the record sounds it. I don't know, this was found in some garage, I guess. Love Me Now. Thank you.
love me now. And if you have something good to tell me, tell me now. Darling, don't wait till I'm gone, then chisel it in marble on an ice-cold stone. If you're ever gonna love me now. Why put off tomorrow what we should do today? There may not be a tomorrow. Life is funny that way. So if you ever going to love me now. If you're ever going to love me now.
Okay, that's it for Brook Benton and Mercury Records, and that's it for the week ending July the 10th, 1965, for us. As we now move on 10 years, and first we'll check in with some of the news that was around 40 years ago this week as we look at the front page for the Bangor Daily News for Tuesday, the 8th of July, 1975. President Ford proposed Monday that the 19-year-old Highway Trust Fund be sharply cut back in size and authority and its revenues be used exclusively to finish and maintain the nation's interstate highway system. He also proposed that 1 cent of the current 4 cent per gallon federal tax on gasoline be repealed in states that agree to raise their state gasoline taxes by 1 cent per gallon, a maneuver designed to give states a new source of revenue without increasing the overall tax on gasoline. Also, 40 years ago, the Soviet Union is undertaking big new grain purchases from the United States and Canada. Their report said the Russians were trying to keep the purchases secret by negotiating through third parties for ships to carry the grain to Soviet ports. The reports coincide with forecasts of a bumper wheat crop in the United States and the intense heat in the Kuban area of northern Caucasus that has spoiled Soviet hopes for a record crop there. And Mayor Frank Fassi of Honolulu, speaking at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Boston, urged federal legislation to outlaw handguns and to require the registration of other firearms. I say let's quit pussyfooting around with the lives of decent law-abiding citizens, he said. And finally, 40 years ago, Senator Jesse Helms of North Carolina charged Monday President Ford declined to meet with dissident Russian author Alexander Solzhenitsyn because White House advisors warned such a meeting would offend the Soviet Union. Helms said it was sad if America must tremble in timidity and refuse to see a man dedicated to freedom. Those stories from the front page of the Bangor Daily News, Tuesday, the 8th of July, 1975. Well, it was a sight to see last Saturday night upon MPBN television when they brought us the amazing show from the west lawn of the Capitol building with the fireworks and various performers. And amongst them were some old men. It started discoing, and who are these? Well, they were the guys that have their first appearance this week ending July the 12th, 1975. A guy named Harry Casey had this band he formed in Florida in 1973 called KC and the Sunshine Band. And they discoed through the rest of the 70s, I guess. They were big stuff, starting with this one right off the bat here from the KC and the Sunshine Band. Get Down Tonight. KC and the Sunshine Band, Get Down Tonight. That was their first appearance on the Hot 100. Now we have the last appearance on the Hot 100 of the Moments, a group from Hackensack, New Jersey, that first showed up at the end of 1968. And now they left us 40 years ago this week with Look at Me, I'm in Love. Thank you. The moments. Well, let's disco on out of here with the Jackson 5 40 years ago this week as they revive the Supremes' 1968 hit Forever Came Today.
My heart and all love I never knew I
Today from the Jackson 5, their final hit as the Jackson 5. They'd be known subsequently as the Jacksons. Well, that puts the wraps on it, except for the thanks today to Howie Davison and Mary Louise Stevenson for some of the music we brought you on this edition. We'll stream your way once again next Friday at 2 p.m. MPBN.net. Please be there. We're looking for you. And so until that time, this is Toby LaBoudelier. Have a good week.